Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome to Bears Camp Breakdown. I'm Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer. We'll look at the running backs in this edition, and they have one of the best, likely in most people's view, one of the most underrated backs in the NFL. 22 touchdowns the last two seasons. He's piled up well over 700 touches, led the NFL in receptions for a running back, and has done some things, Tom, that only a couple of backs in history have accomplished in terms of consistent production over the course of his seven seasons. And we're talking about Curtis Martin and LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Famers for sure. And that type of conversation came out of the mouth of head coach John Fox this week.
Yeah, when you're talking about numbers and contribution, Matt Forte's name has to be right up at the top. But you also have to see, what else does he do? He can stay in on any formation as a blocker. He can go out as a wide receiver. He can do anything from the running back position. So when you don't have to change a lot of personnel offensively and it puts you into a faster attack mode, I think that's what new offensive coordinator Adam Gase is looking for out of Matt Forte. Because, again, if you can keep on 11 on the field, in an attack mode, it's going to speed up the process of your offense.
What are we talking about in terms of running scheme in this particular campaign with Adam Gase as the offensive coordinator? It looks like a lot of one cut and get up the field and some power.
Coach Mags, I'll refer to him as the offensive line coach, says he wants the offensive line to be extremely aggressive. And that's the good thing for Matt Forte, because if they can be aggressive at the line of scrimmage and just make an indentation in the defense of maybe 2.5 yards or 3 yards, and then you allow Matt to use his speed and power to gain the extra. Look, we're only thinking about 4 yards per attempt.
Yep.
But if you can start exposing those 4 yards attempt and the 8 and 10 yarders in the third and fourth quarter, that's when you start winning games. That's when you control the line of scrimmage and you make it easier on everybody.
And there will be a commitment to the run game under John Fox. It's always been his calling card through the course of his NFL head coaching career. One more note on Matt Forte. The man is an unfinished product in his mind 100% of the time. So what did he work on this year? Went back to his roots, his rookie year. Before entering the NFL, he worked with Bomarito Systems down in Miami to increase his speed, work on his speed, have that speed become functional on game day, did it again this offseason.
But think what that means to the running back room. When you got the best player in the room that works the hardest, and you just think of that trickle-down effect for you, all the other guys are going to be fighting for playing time, because you may see a little bit more committee on the running back position this year. But again, when you have the leader of the room setting the best example, it does a lot for the younger guys.
Which leads me to Jeremy Langford, the Bears' fourth-round draft choice out of Michigan State, smart enough to spend a significant amount of time with Forte after the minicamp and the veteran minicamp, and they had their break. He worked with him. He worked out with him and found out exactly what it like to work with Matt Forte.
Well, it's important because not only do you want to understand the terminology that's coming out of the quarterback's mouth, but you also want to know, how do you fit specifically with the offensive line blocks in front of you? And when you look at Matt Forte, he's great at reading the opening that's going to happen in a step or two. And when a young guy can pick the brain of Matt Forte and understand more about the blocking game as well as the running game, it's going to give him an increased chances of being on the field.
Langford will get on the field. He's got some home run ability to him, very productive at Michigan State, as was Kadeem Carey at Arizona before entering his NFL season last year. Had a game against Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field that we were both impressed with, but did not get a lot of carries thereafter. He's all muscled up and ready to go. I have a lot of belief in Kadeem Carey.
Yeah, so do I. I think that his best is yet to come. And hopefully the coaches hold off on really what they see of him until they see him in a full contact opportunity. Because I think that was the biggest surprise to both of us last year. When he did have to lower his shoulders and try to get that extra yard and a half by impact, he could do it. And now if he can catch the ball out of the backfield and be a reliable blocker, again, that will also increase his opportunity.
Sonoris Perry in his second year with the Bears did some good work on special teams. He's got some ability as well. And a veteran, Daniel Thomas, he's a big back now, 230 pounds.
And I like what I've seen out of him so far in the small snippets we've got to. But again, you know, when Matt Forte probably won't play a lot in the preseason games, so these running backs are going to get an opportunity to not only play with the first team line, but get first team rep opportunities against the best defensive players across from them. So I think that's the unique thing about the position battle this year for running backs.
Should be fun to watch. We will continue our look at various positions throughout our coverage here at training camp. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching Camp Breakdown.